This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and the welcome mat is out again.
Well, not this guy.
Jeez. The professor of soccer matters, Andrew Carlson, joins us.
Is there a better looking show than Soccer Matters between Glenn Davis and beautiful Andrew? It's the most handsome show on radio. Is that how y'all build yourselves, Andrew?
Yeah, that's part of it.
The most handsome show on radio?
Yeah, for like the 40 minutes we're on stream? Yeah, that's part of it.
Do you get a lot of girls that hop on the Twitch and swoon?
I haven't seen any of the comments, but
how,
I'm sure.
How much ass have you gotten from Soccer Matters?
Look, there are some numbers that we just can't quantify, Barry, and that's one of them.
Gotcha. Still a virgin. Okay.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
And how do you ever get a better introduction than that?
He knew what was going to happen right away. We've worked together. I don't think Dell and I have never done a show. Have we done a show together? That was the first time, huh?
That'll be the last time, too.
Felt good, buddy.
Dell's on the phone with Nick right now trying to switch the schedule. He's like, yep, once was enough. I'm done.
Screw that. Anytime. Wait till we get to do 2 hours, Dell. Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice.
Gee.
Good times. This is weird.
Little breaking news again right before we went on the air, but really good news if you were a fan of the Roughnecks.
Who wasn't?
And Houston at XFL football. It doesn't say a lot right now about your hopes for next year, but your starting quarterback has a new job, and it's a new place with a familiar face as P.J. Walker has signed a contract with the Carolina Panthers. He joins his ex-college coach, because people forget before Baylor, Matt Rhule was actually the coach at Temple and was P.J. Walker's head coach. So now that he is at the reins of the Carolina Panthers, he has invited P.J. Walker to come and sign down in Carolina to be the backup. It was looking like it was going to be a competition between him and Kyle Allen. And then we got news in the first segment of the show. Kyle Allen's been traded to the Redskins. So the door wide open for Teddy Bridgewater to be the starter, P.J. Walker to be the backup in Carolina.
How much chance do you give for P.J. Walker to win the starting job?
Zero.
0%.
0%.
There's got to be at least a 0.1%.
There doesn't have to be. Not when you spend as much money as they spent on Teddy Bridgewater.
If he sucks, he sucks.
But you ain't paying him that to be the backup.
So
it's one thing if P.J. Walker can beat everybody out. Okay, there's always 5%. A chance, right? Okay, fine. 1%.
10?
No, you do 10.
5. Where are you at? Oh, but more or less than 5% chance he wins the starting job?
Less.
Okay. Well, just took all
Where are you? 43?
Just took all the... I'm at 505.
Here you
percent.
Go. You need to be at home tomorrow. You're already way out of control.
That's awesome, though. You like seeing success stories.
It's a Cinderella story,
out
right?
of the XFL, and now he's latched on with an NFL team, and of course it was with somebody he knew, so that's good. Nothing like a little home cooking or a little... What do they call that? Damn it, there's a word for it. I can't remember. Whatever. You get it. Okay.
Letting you drown in it because of all of it.
Where's the...
Just over the top ish you've been today.
I'm not over the top. You're over the top.
By the way, Pink Valkyrie did tag us on the tweet I was talking about where the chick's trying
nepotism
to work from home.
Is the word.
Oh, I've had more than my share of dealing with that.
There you go. That was the word I was looking for.
Pink Valkyrie tagged us on the chick trying to work from home on the video conferencing and the guy walking out.
Oh, is it out there?
Yeah, with his soccer jersey and his underwear and then goes, whoa!
My favorite. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what was the last one where it was something where there was like a political analyst doing his show from, or he was trying to join a show from home? And the kids got into the room.
Oh, no.
Remember? I don't know if you remember this.
I think it was like a 4-year-old or something like that.
It was all over the place. Yeah. And the wife is trying to get the kid out of the room. And then I think she tripped on something and it was crazy. This is kind of like that where.
That's too funny.
Yeah. She's so embarrassed, this chick, because dude bails and then hits something and funny stuff.
There was another one out. And here's why I hate people. There's a lot of reasons why I hate people. But one of them is. I hate the people that have to point out the obvious joke in a joke. right? And let me explain. So there was a tweet that I put out at Barry is Funny on Twitter if you want to see it. Some lady was in the parking lot of a Kroger, and she's talking, and she's like, "You see that area over there?" She's like, "I just came to Kroger to get some groceries, and in that open area over there with the covered standing area, I walked up there, and a guy was like, 'Hey, if you show me your boobs, I'll give you a cookie.'" And so I came back and called the police. And all you're seeing is through her windshield to this area that has like these roofs. She's like, so I came back, and now I'm just waiting on the police to get here so that we can, you know, we can figure this out. It was right in this area over here. And you see her hand come in and point where it was, and she's holding a cookie. So the obvious joke is she did it for the cookie. Do you know how many people are like, "Bro, she's got a cookie in her hand. Oh my God, I hate you. Turn in your social media accounts. You're done." If you had to point out the joke, we all hate you. Just absorb the joke and keep it moving. Why do you have to point it out? And then one person on my Twitter was like, "Oh, that's terrible," because they didn't finish the video. Oh, I hate y'all so much. Just, if you see something funny, just learn how to absorb the material without having to make a stupid-ass comment on it. Please?
We only have room in this world for one of you.
Wait, what?
You are the ones. You.
I don't
are the
make stupid ass comments.
No, you're not stupid ass, but you. Well, it depends. But you mean you're the one.
Not
that
on a joke. I just was like, "Oh, this was funny," and then I retweeted. I don't have to go, "Hey guys, look, she's got a cookie." That means that he said, "If," and then she.
But don't you think you're a little more hypersensitive?
No,
being a comedian.
No, I do think because I post a lot of jokes. That I get tired of people trying to fix the joke or make the joke better by posting their own funny version of it, mm-hmm. or trying to be funnier than the joke that I posted. So that gets a little old, but I've learned that I'm more paid. You should see how many tweets I delete, how many replies, where I'm just wanting to like, "You stupid ass." But I'm just like, nope, I just delete it and just, okay, keep it moving. But it just, people can't just, I don't know, just enjoy the joke. That's it. It's that simple. You see something funny, enjoy it. You don't always have to comment and try to be funnier than whatever the joke was, like the cookie thing. Just consume the material. It's okay to do that.
Basically what you told me over the first year and a half of this
just, just push the little like button and keep it moving. If you liked it, retweet it. You don't have to reply. People feel like, "Oh, I've got to say something here." No, you don't. You don't. Okay, I feel better. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very therapeutic. That was very therapeutic.
And in case you missed it, because a lot of people were asking about with Kyle Allen going to Washington, what does that mean for others? In case you missed it, Case Keenum signed with Cleveland to be Baker Mayfield's backup. So they got a real possibility of a security blanket that may be thrown into play if
they do
Baker
have,
has another bad season.
It's not a great option as a backup, but he's proven, like when he was in Minnesota, that if need be, he can do some good things, and he's got some talent there.
Yeah, I think that there's a big difference and a misconception about Case Keenum. Maybe he's not the ideal franchise quarterback starter, but he's more than proven himself as being better than serviceable and one of the better backups in the league.
That, I would agree with that.
You know, with kind of like the Teddy Bridgewater situation of a year ago. If you give him five games that he's got to keep you in while you're bridging the gap, so to speak, then I think he definitely is better than average to do that.
Yeah, it's interesting though. Have we heard if Jameis Winston has found the landing spot?
Still has not found a landing spot.
I would have thought Cleveland, if you're going to bring in a backup to compete,
it's not a bad idea
for Baker Mayfield.
Leader in the clubhouse now is Pittsburgh, so that he can learn from Ben, so that there's no pressure on him, because they basically said, "Look around the league, tell me where Jameis has a chance to start next year." The only possible viable option would be the Chargers, who are said to have no interest in him.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically he's run out of options if he wants to continue to play in the league. And obviously he has a ton of talent. He came in as the number one overall pick. He had a great career at Florida State. So the biggest thing right now is that, like they said, just take a deep breath. Sit back. You're not going to make the money you probably thought you were going to make.
No.
But sit back. Be like Teddy Bridgewater. But you had more opportunities than Teddy had before Teddy got hurt. But sit back. Hone your craft, maybe learn a few things from Ben along the way on the decision-making process, and maybe there's another opportunity for you down the road.
Man, have the Saints got a backup yet for Breeze? Because that's another thing to keep an eye on.
One, they're dealing with Taysom Hill, which I believe they're bringing back.
Are they? Is that going to be the plan? Because I know he was a free agent.
Well, they put a first-round tender on him, so there's nobody that's given up a first for Taysom Hill and signing him.
That's a good point.
So you know, there's another option that's out the window for him. But, you know, I think right now for him, it's just a matter of finding a right system that he can kind of settle into. Because someone else said New England. New England traded for Brian Hoyer to get him back.
Goodness gracious.
They didn't have to trade for him. They just signed him because the Colts, I think, had cut him. But, you know, obviously Hoyer's been in the Patriots system several times. He'll fit right back in. But as Texans fans know, he's not the answer.
No, but there's a lot of jockeying for position that I think could go on with these quarterbacks, because there's, if you're smart and your agent's smart, there's situations that you can get into that might be ideal for a lot of these guys. Now, Jameis in Tampa wouldn't, but what if you have like a Jacoby Brissett going down to Tampa and backing up Tom Brady for 2 years, getting to learn? Maybe he thrives in a Bruce Arians offense, you know.
And learns a little away from Brady.
Exactly. So he's ready to start and take over for Brady in 2 years. That's just, I'm just spitballing an example there. But there's a lot of that. You know, Case to, or Jameis, I mean, to Cleveland would have made sense because he could have competed with Baker Mayfield.
Ben's not long for playing many more years either. Boy, so if he goes to Pittsburgh,
did you see
and
the
picks
picture
up
of him?
Oh my goodness, yes. And I told you during the college basketball season,
this guy is definitely hanging out with a volleyball.
I told you when he went to the West Virginia game and the Mountaineer mascot let him put the hat on, and you couldn't tell the difference between the mascot and Ben in terms of the Mountaineer.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's let himself go a little
quarantining
bit.
Quarantining has not gone well for Big Ben, for sure.
But interesting to see because, I mean, Cam Newton to the Chargers? It seems like that's his only viable option, too, to find a home for next year. Because I don't think the Patriots are going to go. They said the Patriots, do you want Cam Newton? Do you want Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton's another guy. Either going to get paid really well to be on the bench in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're planning on grooming Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, we'll continue with hour number two of the show. Still plenty more to get to. If you got something on your mind you want to chime in with, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. They are still open, and they are there to service you, help you with all of your issues. If you are sitting around and you're like, man, I lack energy. I don't have the get up and go. It's got up and went. I don't have anywhere near the energy I once had, and I don't know what to do about it. Well, all you got to do is get in contact with Apollo Men's Health, because they're not just another testosterone therapy clinic. They are here to help you. They treat you like a family member. They listen to everything you've been going through, and they put out there in front of you all the different options that you have in terms of taking care of it. In addition to traditional methods of testosterone therapy injections, Apollo Men's Health offers a cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy. It reduces your weekly visits, but maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way. You get more energy. You get that get up and go back, and you don't have to go back every single week. They also have body composition analysis. You want to get in better shape. You want to figure out if you're doing what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and how much you have to do. That's going to break it down for you. HGH peptide therapy to increase your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Call 832-664-9966, or you can go to their website, apollomh.com, and you can book your first appointment right online. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check out Apollo Men's Health.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Due to scheduling during the coronavirus, Nick has been scheduled outside of
scheduled.
The Usual Suspects 3 to 5 days this week.
Yes, scheduled.
Andrew in after Dell was in the rotation, which does not take into consideration the actual hours of the show at all. So we roll with it.
That's right.
If you missed any of the early portions of the show,
too bad.
Cancellations continue to happen. The Olympics now postponed. The latest. But also, Barry, disappointing.
Oh no!
For the people, disappointment abound for the people of Deerfield, Michigan, and maybe you too. But I don't know if you missed this, but As of today, the Deerfield American Legion has postponed their testicle festival.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, nuts.
Yep, exactly right. I mean.
Don't. I already did it. It's too late.
They were going balls out on this one.
I see. And, I knew it. I just.
So they had moved it to Saturday, May the 9th. And they're hopeful that they may still be able to have it then instead of Saturday, March the 21st, which was initially planned. People come from all over the state, all over the country to take part in the festival, said Nick Pulver of the Deerfield American Legion. They have people who travel 300 to 400 miles just for the one-day festival. Ooh. And funds raised from the festival, whether it be through sales of sliced and deep-fried cattle testicles.
Oh, no.
And chicken gizzards to beard sales and t-shirt sales. Bring the most funds of the year for the Legion. They use those funds to continue to make building improvements to the hall and its facilities and give back to the community. It's postponed. They pushed him back.
So I didn't know what a testicle festival was. I had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I kind of thought I knew.
Yeah.
So Wiki has some details for us.
Okay.
Wikipedia says that a testicle festival is an event held at several small towns. This is obviously not a big town thing.
Deerfield, obviously. Michigan is not a metropolis.
It's an event held at several small towns, which they featured activity in the consumption of animal testicles, usually battered and fried. The oldest such festival takes place in Byron, Illinois, and features turkey testicles.
What?
If you've got a perfectly good turkey, why are you eating his testicles? I mean, you've got...
When the breasts aren't enough.
You've got the breasts, the wings, the legs, the thighs, the gizzards.
Mm.
Why? First of all, can I just say, I didn't even know turkeys had testicles.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
Who knew you could get some turkey tots?
I had no clue that it... I mean, it stands to reason that they did, but I never recall seeing a picture of a turkey, even like... Because I've been drawing turkeys wrong my whole life. You know, you use the hand and you do the... I never drew balls on a turkey, not one time. And I now realize my mistake in elementary school. No wonder I never...
You always thought the only thing hanging was like below the chin, but...
Is that where the balls are?
No.
Under his chin?
No.
No wonder I never won a turkey drawing contest. This is why. Because it wasn't real enough.
It had nothing to do with you being able to stay between the lines. No. It had everything to do with you forgetting a part of the anatomy that was essential to quality turkey drawing.
Third place again. Your turkey doesn't have balls. No testicles on your turkey means no trophy. But there's a bunch of them.
It was their 19th annual festival. They were excited about nearing the 20th anniversary. But the celebration, they say, has been going for nearly 50 years. And it started in the slaughterhouses with farmers and that. That's the quote.
And that. Don't you know?
You betcha.
This is a very Midwestern thing, by the way.
Oh, God. The Deerfield... Let me just read it as we would back
in
the
day. Okay.
The Deerfield Tavern began serving the deep-fried testicles and gizzards dinner to the public. When the tavern eventually closed its doors, the Deerfield Legion picked her up the hot ticket menu item and began hosting the festival. The rest, you could say, is history. We wanted to see if we could make her happen. We just picked up the menu and we ran with it. Oh, you betcha.
This is the cities where they have a testicle festival. Are you ready?
Yep.
Tell me if you see a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
So we mentioned Byron, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Deerfield, Michigan.
Yep, that's that one.
Olean, Missouri.
Okay.
Tiro, Ohio. Oakdale, California. Ashland, Nebraska. Huntley, Illinois. Stillwater, Oklahoma. Salmon, Idaho. Clinton, Montana. Dundas, Wisconsin. Also, Clinton, Montana has the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The one that you always have heard about with the deep fried testicles is Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Yes. But is that goat or is that what? Whose testicles are those? It's not goat balls. Is it cow?
I think it's still
cow balls.
I think
so. Yeah.
But yeah, there's just, you got a few out there out west, but other than that, it's all Midwest. I mean, They say anywhere
very Midwestern.
They said during the first ever festival, 600 to 800 people attended. The following year, more than 1,400. At times, the festival has reached more than 2,500 individuals for one day. So they're bringing them in and cranking them out.
That's crazy.
Yep. The T-shirts have to be just collector's items. I mean, when you think about just the T-shirts from each of these festivals have to be very popular with the college kids.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I wonder if you could get the like a testicle festival shirt online.
They literally, even if they're not having the festival, if they were smart enough to advertise and market the T-shirts, I bet you they would sell out.
I would wear a shirt with a turkey with balls on it. I absolutely would do that.
You may draw one.
I might, actually. So I actually clicked on a link in the Wikipedia article about the testicle festival, which took me to see also testicles as food. And it says the testicles of calves, lambs, roosters, turkeys, and other animals are eaten in many parts of the world, often under euphemistic culinary names. Testicles are a byproduct of the castration of young animals raised for meat, so they were probably a late spring seasonal specialty. No thanks. I am out on all that. But here's the different ways you can eat balls.
You don't get this on Soccer Matters.
Testicles
No, you do not.
Testicle, huh?
We're talking about different balls usually on Soccer
Matters. Yeah, I was going to say. Testicles are cooked in a variety of ways. Sautéed. And sauced, fricasseed. I don't even know what fricasseed is. I just remember hearing that in a cartoon once. Was it Yosemite Sam that would say fricassee? Anyways, deep fried with breading or batter in pies? Oh, Andrew, you've had a ball pie once, right? You've had a ball pie.
Can't say that I have, Barry.
No? Poached, roasted, and so on. Before cooking, they are generally scalded, skinned, and soaked in cold water. That sounds like a Friday night for me. Boy.
Last quotes from the Deerfield Festival.
Yes.
We are not going to lose any of the food products. Baked beans are going to remain in the can. And the 300 pounds of testicles can remain frozen for at least two more months.
Frozen balls.
300 pounds of balls for two more months.
Who's keeping that in there?
How's your walk-in cooler? Oh, boy.
I got an igloo. I got a Yeti full of balls in the back. Don't worry. Keeping them frozen.
Oh, there you go. And it says at the end of the article, for those of you that want to reach people at the Deerfield American Legion, they give the phone number and they say, with questions of any kind, or you want to schedule an appointment to purchase a T-shirt?
What is it? Is it a website?
419er.
Oh, no. It's a number
it's
you got to
call?
It's
a phone number.
Call them, Andrew.
In Deerfield, Michigan. Let's get them on the phone. Let's get Mr. Pulver on the phone. He's the representative of the Legion. He can talk about the Nutfest.
I want to see how many balls he has eaten at once.
You should ask him, how many balls have you ever had in your mouth?
How many testicles, fried testicles, have you had at once? Ron, whatever your name
feel
is.
Feel bloated after that? I don't know. Oh, we can do that in the second half of the show. It's coming up next here on The Usual Suspects. You betcha. We'll talk to you right around the break.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We are in deep pursuit of Nick. Nick, the speaker for the Legion, Andrew can attest to this. He attests to this. The numbers given in the article, one was the home digits, where the wife says he's not home. He could be out in the field trying to castrate a couple for the festival. Then he left a voicemail. We're going to try our best to get Nick Pulver on the phone before the end of the show from the Testicle Festival.
That would be good.
No question.
Demetrius said, every time I hear Joel talking to Northerners, I think you meant Northwest. No.
Midwest.
I think of the movie Fargo and New in Town. New in Town's pretty funny. A good a movie to watch with the wife, Barry and Joel. Have you seen New in Town? I've seen Fargo. I haven't seen New in Town.
Yeah, no. And Fargo is just, and I've told you guys this
before.
It's
over the top with
there
it.
Are, yeah, there's different areas of the country have different accents. They sound a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fargo's even a little much for me.
Really? It's yeah. a little too much?
It's like a little over the top.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thanks for providing a bit of laughter during these weird and dark times. Well, happy to do our part. So we're going to try to get Nick on the phone to talk about the Testicle Festival, correct, Andrew?
Yes, I left him a message. Hopefully he gets back to us and, you know, has some insight to share on the festival.
Okay.
We could sell some T-shirts for that dude.
Boy, could
we. Got to believe a lot of the suspects are going to want the Testicle Festival 2020.
I would want one. Yeah, let's do it. Send me one. I'll buy it.
I was going to say, and I would think they're going to be more reasonably priced than some of the T-shirts that you...
Hey.
Kibbutz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you could do?
Huh?
You get one, you tell him, free advertising, I'll wear it for the Sunday show. I could just see Barry with a sport coat in the Testicle Festival on Channel 2. That would be fantastic.
They'd be like, what is going on right now?
Jerome would be like, Barry, what is that?
There's no testicle festivals in the area, or I would wear one. But it wouldn't.
You disappointed?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little sad about it.
Jeez. Yeah. Crazy. But that is a Midwest thing because I got it off of my buddy's Facebook page,
and he was sad about it.
And he was just mentioning because he thought it was a misprint. So then I clicked on the article. I'm like, no, there's no misprint there. That is an actual festival. We need to investigate
this. Right.
And thus you have the Testicle Festival postponed.
One thing that happened over the weekend that was pretty sad for me.
Okay.
Was the passing of Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. You know, the minute
you
I
know
saw
I love me some
yeah,
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, the minute I saw and heard that that had happened, I was like, oh, Barry's going to be crushed.
Man, that guy.
He saw the virus and knew when to fold him.
I hate you so much. God, I hate you so much. Yeah, and you know, he was a guy, like, when I was growing up, my parents listened to country and western, which now would be considered old school, I guess, country and western. Mm-hmm. But at the time, man, pound for pound, Kenny Rogers was my favorite country singer. And still to this day, I'll just randomly be driving around and put in some Kenny Rogers. And just to, now, I didn't like a lot of the stuff he did with Dolly Parton. I wasn't a big fan of hers.
Islands in the Stream?
Yeah.
No,
I was more of a Coward of the County,
Coward of the County,
gambler, stuff like that. Yeah, I just like Kenny by himself.
I think people don't realize how popular and big time he was for an extended period of time. He had 24 number one hits.
Yes, and from right here in Houston, grew up in the
yes.
Heights. I don't know what did he go to Waltrip?
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
He was. I know he lived in the Heights or went to school in the Heights. So he was born in Houston, Texas, in 1938. Damn. He saw a lot.
He sure did.
38? Wow. 81, that's a good run, though.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I realized
Wharton Elementary School, George Washington Junior High School, and graduated from Jefferson Davis.
Jefferson Davis. High okay. School. There you go.
Now Northside High School.
I realize that there's no justice in this world, but maybe things are going to be made right because Kenny Rogers passes away, and it's like, why, when there's so many bad people still around? And then you find out that Harvey Weinstein has the coronavirus, and I fist pumped. I'm not going to lie. I was like, yes. I mean, if I was going to wish one person to get it and struggle, it'd be him.
Yeah, there's some people
there's a little
that it's
justice
just fitting
in
and deserving. Yeah. And yeah.
Little justice in that. So I was happy. Kenny Rogers also attended U of H.
Did he?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It said he won a talent show at the Texas Theater, served as a busboy at the Rice Hotel, swept floors at a hat store for $9 a week, and later attended the University of Houston.
Hmm.
Gone but not forgotten. Rest
Whoa,
in peace
look at
to
the
gambler.
And then people forget, too, that he was an actor.
Uh-huh.
His acting career took off with several roles. He had the food chain.
Which is?
Kenny Rogers Chicken, I think.
Really? I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that.
It wasn't quite like Dolly World, but he had a, you know, a fast food chain.
It wasn't like Shula's, but. Who? Kenny Rogers is on hold?
Apparently. That's what someone called in and said. Kenny Rogers is on
hold. I know
hold.
Who that is.
Yeah, we know who it is.
Yeah. No, thanks. Go outside and don't socially distance yourself. Person on hold. I would know who you are.
You're so nice. Oh, God. Yeah. But you look at just the long list of songs, and a lot of people are like, well, I know The Gambler. I know one or two songs. No, you know a lot more than that.
Yeah. Lucille, Coward of the County.
Lady. Lady,
which he did at the same time that Lionel Richie did it, right?
Lionel Richie wrote it for him.
And they both did it.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
There's two different versions of it.
Right. Obviously, yeah. Lionel Richie did it. Kenny Rogers did it. And they both came out at the same time, though. Because I remember listening on what I don't know if it was 80s on 8 or something like that. But I think they both charted at the same time.
Is that right?
Yeah. Man, I could be wrong with that. I've been wrong before. Like I was about cows having balls. I saw your text, you idiots. Again, just consume. You don't need to respond.
I mean, between...
Y'all know what I meant.
All of his entertainers of the year, all of his awards that he's won. The guy was
just... His Christmas special, do you remember that?
I don't in particular, but, you know, obviously everybody had a Christmas special back in the day. But he always played kind of like the NASCAR-ish... type roles in his acting roles too, but he was, like I said, when you think about it, We Are the World was such a mammoth hit and had so many big time entertainers, and you think about Bono sang on that, and like you mentioned, mm-hmm. Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Kenny Rogers had his own part in that song solo,
yeah,
which told you all you needed to know about how big time popular he was back in the day.
I pulled up the album The Gambler, and it had The Gambler on it. Mm-hmm. I Wish That I Could Hurt That Way Again. It was another one. She Believes in Me.
Oh, that's big.
She Believes in Me was really good. And then San Francisco Mabel Joy was another one. But yeah, he had, that was just four good songs on one album.
Yep.
And he started, his first album dropped in 76. His last one was done in 86. And then I think he had, like, you know, probably one or two others, but according to Wiki, 10 years of albums.
He had Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer with Kim Carnes, yep. Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton, was very big on duets as well, but turned them into number one chart-topping songs. We've Got Tonight with Sheena Easton was another one.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, because several people have remade it since. We Got Tonight.
No, don't. Please
the
don't
Bob Seger, because Bob Seger made it very popular as well.
Oh,
as
did
a solo.
He?
Yeah. Lucille.
Yep.
So, and I think that was the other neat part of the story was that, you know, it was a national story this weekend, and then people realized, hey, he's from Houston, born mm-hmm. and raised.
I was about to say, Andrew, nothing but Kenny Rogers.
I thought about
it
for the whole show, yeah.
Rest of the show.
I got you.
He's got enough, right?
There's plenty in the catalog.
Yeah. All right, good. I like this. We just got to let this marinate.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite Kenny Rogers song all time?
Coward of the County's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think that's mine, too.
Yeah, because there's some good little ditties in there.
Andrew, how old are you?
25.
You don't even know Kenny Rogers, do you?
No.
Did you? So you don't even have a favorite Kenny Rogers song, huh?
No.
Boy, you missed out. Now you got to listen to all this whack-ass country music that gets made nowadays. Not this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but before you had Darius Rucker, we had Hootie. That's how bad it's gotten in country music. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. I'm not sure you're aware of that. You know that Barry Gibb wrote Islands in the Stream.
Oh, really?
Of the Bee Gees.
Interesting.
Yeah, and gave it to them to do that song. So there's another tidbit for you. All right, we're going to continue to roll on with hour number two of the show, taking you all the way till 4 o'clock. Blitz is going to take you from 4 to 7. All you got to do is keep it tuned right here, ESPN 97.5.
No. Run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Going
to
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Now this is the Barry Gibb written song, but Kenny Rogers was kind of the country Bee Gee.
There's a hint of Bee Gees in this, for sure.
Oh, for sure. That's why Barry Gibb, you could tell he wrote it.
Yeah.
When they do the, I mean.
Wow, you all right?
Sure. Okay. I hope they're coming back down before the end of the show. that's why we need Nick on the show from the
Testicle Festival.
I may need a little assistance.
Yeah.
Via the phone, of course.
Hey, this is awesome. We got this text to the show. Hey, guys, please discuss about PJ Walker leaving the XFL and going to the Panthers. Thanks. Love you guys. We already did. Thanks for listening or not.
Delete. Be nice. They listen.
Do they? Because they obviously didn't listen to the first hour when we specifically discussed.
They love us.
Or actually, was it this hour?
Leave it alone. They
wasn't this
us.
Hour, but that's what podcasts are for, right?
Yeah. Was it first hour?
First hour. So Del should have uploaded it. Yeah.
Podcast Arena.
Shout out to the Asian Chamber of Commerce of Houston.
Okay.
Along with several community partners, they have collectively raised over $42,000 worth of medical supplies, which were donated Monday to the city of Houston. Way to go.
Nice.
10,000 masks, 40 gallons of sanitizer, 800 isolation gowns, goggles, facial shields. I mean,
that's great.
That's what they need. That's what we need right now. We need the community stepping up to kind of get involved,
very cool.
to kind of cut the wait time down on all this
the
stuff.
The one I saw that I thought was pretty cool was Harbor Freight Tools put out a message that said, hey, if you know someone that's looking to – that needs supplies, whether it be masks or face shields or gloves, mm-hmm. have them go on this website, go on our Harbor Freight /PPE website, and we'll reach out to them, and if they qualify, we'll send them stuff. We'll just send them supplies, because that's, you know, we talked about it last week a little bit, and with a wife in the medical field, mm-hmm. And not necessarily on the front lines, but her job is to, she's the nurse for the nurses and doctors. So, you know, if they're getting exposed, she runs that risk, but not nearly the same as nurses,
sure.
and doctors on the front line. But she can tell you, and the fact is that's half of this battle and controlling this, is the people that are taking care of those that are infected with the coronavirus have to be able to protect themselves.
Right. PPE stuff, right?
That's exactly right. And that is literally half the battle. And when it's scary for them, because now you've got the CDC saying crazy stuff like, oh, you can just make a face shield or a mask out of a bandana. Oh, really? Well, if that was the case, then if that would work, then why haven't they been doing that since these N95 masks have been available? Because it's not safe, and they're resorting to making up stuff like that. And it's
our friend
ain't
of the
no
show,
damn way.
Taryn Hilo is making masks, and I was like, but are they sanitary? And then there's the designer that won. She's local, but she won one of those reality designer shows.
Uh-huh.
She's now changed all of what she's doing from designing clothes to just making 250 to 300 masks a day.
Wow.
And she said there's a pocket involved in them so that you can put the actual, I don't know if there's a
filter
into it, but yeah. And then what's
crazy is I went outside to just see, cause I remember I had bought a mask for something and it was a P95 mask. And I was like, well, I don't know if that, I asked my wife, she's like, it's not the same. It's slightly different.
Now, if you had gotten the P95X, I think you could actually work out to it.
I'll fight you.
Okay, I'm just asking. The other cool story coming out of Houston, though, was Gulf Coast Distillers, which obviously is known for distilling and producing a large amount of alcohol. They converted their alcohol operations to make hand sanitizer.
That is cool.
They're pumping out 50,000 bottles of hand sanitizer a day.
Wow.
To help.
Wow.
I think that's very, very cool.
Yeah, that's badass.
So shout out to them as well. So some local companies are really getting involved in all of this, and some local people, to try and make a difference with what we are dealing with everything that surrounds the virus and the PPEs, which is personal protection equipment.
Correct.
So great job by the Houstonians coming forth in a time of need and doing great things.
You love to see it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, you know, the other thing is like we said, again, you see all these people, Mario Ellie and fans and listeners to the show and everybody else saying, God, I miss sports. Well, if you miss sports, do what you're supposed to do now, and hopefully it'll be back sooner rather than later.
Yep.
That's all you can ask for because, boy, it is some tough times. I think I've seen every 30 for 30 that they've played on either ESPN or now on ABC 13 on the weekends. They're using that to rerun 30 for 30s and old NCAA games. And I got to be honest with you because you and I talked about this. If there's a game on but I already know who won, I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
But, like, this weekend they had the 82 final between Jordan's Carolina team and Patrick Ewing's Georgetown team. And I'm like, I know this was a one-point game, but I don't remember who won. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I'm actually going to watch a game, and I don't remember who won it. Then they followed it up with the Duke-Kentucky game where Leitner hit the shot. But you forget some of the ways it got to the shot. And then they won, reran last year's title game between Texas Tech and Virginia. So there were some games on that a lot of people were watching. Smart move, too, because this is March Madness time anyway. But I'm sure they got some ratings out of it.
I'm not the guy that can go back and watch old sports. I just can't do it. I want to be able to because, like you said, there's just nothing on. Mm-hmm. And I am just burning through Netflix. I'm about to watch this Tiger – was it Tiger Inc.?
Yeah, I see. That's a popular one right now.
Are you going to watch that so we can discuss it on the show?
No.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest with you, and you know me, and you always hammer me on technology anyway.
How?
But we're – hammer?
No.
Oh. Well, I get it. You want me to do the other one. So you're forcing me to do it, so I'm not doing it. Today we're sticking in the Midwest. Imagine Jim Adler in Wisconsin? We hammered him. Oh, God, put your cheese and your tractor down. We hammered him. Took their nuts off for $4,000. No. But there was, if you're a U of H fan, mm-hmm. the weekend before, had to be really tough on you.
Yeah.
They did the 30 for 30 on the Cougs.
Ugh.
Then they replayed during the ABC Sunday. They replayed the 83 championship game.
Ouch.
Then they did the 30 for 30 on Valvano to give you the other side of it. It's like, Coug fans enough. Don't need any more sides of it.
Please
They've
stop.
Had enough.
Please stop.
Painful.
Yeah.
As we honor Kenny Rogers, we'll roll out of hour number two.
Loving
it. Still
this.
Have 16 minutes to go, an hour left of the show.
I am not mad at this at all.
I'm not either. Nope. I actually thought about it this morning and just forgot to suggest it. And with Dell, I didn't know if it would go over. But, in honor of Houston's own.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Not at all.
So there you go. We've got 60 minutes to go on the show. We got an hour to get you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. So stay right where you're at. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,